Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Since each legislative session lasts for about 4 months, I guess we can compare it to a sporting event with four quarters. If that's true, we're now in the fourth quarter of the 63rd legislative session, and it's crunch time. This is where things begin to move fast, the concrete begins to set, and the end game becomes more clear. Right now, we're working on 23 bills, and all of them are still in play. In addition, we have several ballot referendums waiting in the wings, just in case the governor vetoes some of our more important bills. This strategy worked in the last session when Governor Schweitzer vetoed a bill to require parental notification prior to a minor getting an abortion. The legislature then passed a ballot referendum and put the issue directly before the people. It passed by 71% and sent a clear message to the executive branch. You may wield the veto pen, but in the end, the people set the policy. So far, Governor Bullock seems much less willing to use his veto pen. In the 2011 session, Governor Schweitzer vetoed 74 bills, some of them with a red-hot branding iron. Governor Bullock seems much less given to showboating, and so far, he's only vetoed one bill. We'll see if this trend continues. As I said, we're in the fourth quarter, and with that comes some hard deadlines. This Thursday is the transmittal deadline for all appropriations bills. That means that any bill that spends money needs to pass from its original house and move to the other, or it dies. Several of our school choice bills are in that category, including charter schools and scholarships for kids with disabilities. The first charter school bill died a month ago in the House, but was reintroduced in the Senate. Now it needs to get back over to the House by adjournment on Thursday. This is the bill that the education establishment hates the most, and they're pulling out all the stops to kill it. They have an army of lobbyists and a built-in constituency. Whenever a bill that they don't like comes up for a vote, they simply push the button and hundreds of letters from teachers and school superintendents flood the Capitol. The challenge for the establishment is that teachers are getting smarter. They're realizing that traditional public schools don't work for every child and that alternatives are needed. At the foundation, we regularly get letters from teachers encouraging us to move forward with school choice because it's focused on the kids, not just on maintaining the system. We regularly have retired teachers testify in favor of school choice bills, but current teachers have to be more careful. If you think that charter schools are a good idea, now's the time to speak out. We have 3 days to get this bill passed. Please call and email the members of the Montana Senate and ask them to vote yes on the charter school bill. You can reach them on the Montana Legislative website or by calling 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Right now, we're focused on the Republicans because the Democrats have indicated that they'll vote no. Charter schools work well in other states. They're more innovative and they're more accountable. Once again, please call the Republican members of the Montana Senate today and ask them to vote yes on charter schools. The number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.